Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
State Senator Siobhan Donovan, who is a Republican and is in Henrico County, which seems to be relatively well managed, certainly compared to the city of Richmond. Siobhan Donovan is with us this morning, and you have been very nice over the last several months to join us on Mondays, kind of just give us a perspective on where we stand testing-wise. And I'm looking at these stories, you know, Arizona apparently, huge outbreaks, California going back to additional restrictions in certain areas around Los Angeles. Virginia's okay, you think? Relatively?
It is. It is when I look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at percent positive, we're down now even into, I think it's 6.2% is the latest number reported. And so we have a little bit of a plateau in the total number of tests that are positive. Mm-hmm. But anywhere less than that 10% is our target where we want to be. And so we have been trending downward on the percent positive. Hospital capacity, great hospital capacity, very low hospital utilization. And I think that's when, you know, I've been tracking Arizona, Texas, you know, not as much California, Florida, South Carolina. And as I look at their numbers, the percent positives remain very good. Mm-hmm. Hospital capacity in Arizona is where they're beginning to see the heat. And it seems as I look at their maps, there's one county that's really, really bad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the bottom line is the benchmarks we have to follow is, do we have too many people to take care of safely? And, of course, we have the ability, if every state is not in trouble at the same time, we have the ability to help each other. But Arizona is at about 80% capacity. Mm-hmm. For ICUs, not so much for ventilators, but for ICUs and hospital beds. Mm-hmm.
Are they pretty low with their normal capacity, so they just wouldn't have the same a number of beds? Is that, I mean,
no, their total hospital capacity is high too. So I don't know how to put my finger on it. I haven't, you know, dived into the demographics. Where I have looked at age. You know, a full 80% sometimes in those states are 65 and older.
Yeah. So it continues, so all the data continues to point us in that direction, that not to be cavalier, if you are over that age group, 65 plus, that does seem to be particularly susceptible to a major health problem if you get this.
Exactly. And nursing homes as well. Nursing homes consistently across the board are where high percentages of the deaths have occurred, including in Virginia. And so, you know, you've got the age population, you've got the nursing homes, and those make up a lot of the acute illness from COVID. Mm-hmm.
So how do you process it when someone that you do like and trust, who you assume is not just playing politics with you, comes up and says, you guys are about to create the second wave here that's going to be worse than the first wave. You're ignoring the lessons of history with the Spanish flu at the turn of the century. You're dooming another 100,000 people to death. I mean, most of the time I can categorize that type of critique or criticism directed at me because I look at the person and go, you've never been stable in this whole thing. But a couple of people have said that to me who I think are semi-objective. Are you worried about that? I mean, how are you analyzing this and processing it?
Well, I mean, I offset emotion with as much data as we have, and we have a lot more data than we've had. And I'll point out again, you know, a lot of those opinions are being framed by skewed reporting from the media.
Yeah.
And when you never have any ability, you know, in every medical literature, every piece of medical literature, there is a section at the beginning of the study that says, what are our biases and what might we have done wrong in reaching this conclusion?
Okay.
Wow, wouldn't that be great if the media did that?
Yeah, right.
But the bottom line is that let's get a couple of facts that I don't think are common knowledge that offset the anxiety you're seeing now. The last time I checked, and it's been a week or so I'll check again, Virginia was at 32 deaths per 100,000 population. France, Italy, England, 62 deaths per 100,000. I don't want to be them, but we are in better shape with the way we've managed this. And we had to manage it our own way because geographically and demographically, we are a different place.
You would never know that from the national press. They will not
ignore.
They make it sound like Donald Trump is going around strangling people in their sleep, you know.
Right. And of course, over half, in some cases, 75% of those deaths are nursing homes.
Yeah.
Clearly 75% to 80% are elderly. We have studies that look at elderly countries that have more elderly have more deaths, period. Because it is so significant in that population. The second thing is that this is a reality check. This is not going away. If, you know, again, we've got to talk about goals and strategies to achieve the goals. Our goal was never to wait until we had zero risk. There is no zero risk formula for life.
Yeah.
You can get the flu and die from the flu. I've had lots of friends and family, family members of friends that have died from the flu, many, many more than COVID. And, you know, you are not safe. The government's job is not to ensure you never get an illness, including COVID, that you never have a car accident. That's just, that is jeopardy you take yourself. What the reason the government stepped in an emergency, which should never have gone on this long, but the reason the government took unilateral emergency steps is because they needed to make sure there wasn't a catastrophe of inadequate hospital capacity.
Right.
And we thought it was prudent to figure out who do we need to protect and why. Is it our young kids that are going to die? Is it the elderly that are going to die? Is it going to be? We know more now. And so now we need to take that knowledge and move back in. But I was talking to some school board members the other day, and they're like, the first child that dies when we go back to school, it's going to be one too many, and we're going to, they started to, you know, kind of deteriorating into this. I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. The school board's job is not to make sure no child gets sick.
Right.
The school board's job is a constitutional obligation to make sure our kids have access to education.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to correct for the new world and where we are. But you cannot, if you want to guarantee nobody ever gets sick, staying home doesn't protect you either.
New York, we'll never be able to do anything. So that's important to keep that in perspective.
It is. Stay at home. 66% of the people who came forward in April in New York have been compliant with stay at home.
Yeah.
There is no safe place, so we need to change our goals. And our goals are controlling for hospital capacity and achieving a vaccine, I hope, which we'll see more information about in the next 3 months
or so. And protecting those most vulnerable people that we've identified.
100%.
Yeah. Hey, you always bring some sanity to something that I think you correctly pointed out when I was asking you that question, the difference between emotion and fact-based analysis of what's happening, and then decisions based on that. And that, I appreciate the fact that you're coming on every week. Siobhan Donovan, State Senator Siobhan Donovan, and Dr. Siobhan Donovan from Henrico in Hanover. Thank you.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.